DW News.
I'm Eunice Wanjiro with the DW News. Chaotic scenes erupted in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, as protesters clashed with police during countrywide demonstrations against their finance bill. DW's reporter Sela Oneko is on the ground and has more on the situation.
We are outside Parliament at the moment and we're just behind police lines, which is why we can stand here. But the police are engaging protesters just a few meters away down the road. And what started as peaceful protests on Thursday have today gotten a lot louder, have gotten a lot more hectic. Police have also used quite a bit of force. There was tear gas very early on. As far as we can tell, people are also, there have also been shots fired. There have been several injuries today. The medics have told me that. And we also walked past one person who had succumbed to the injuries that he had.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has left a British prison and is on his way to his home country, Australia, after entering a deal with the US Justice Department. Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating espionage law, allowing him his freedom and resolving a long-running legal saga that centered on the publication of classified documents. He had been fighting extradition to the US in Britain, where he spent the first 5 years in a high-security prison. The Israeli Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men. The decision could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition, as the politically powerful ultra-Orthodox parties oppose any change to the current system. This news comes to you from DW, Germany's international broadcaster. The first batch of Kenyan police has arrived in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince as part of a UN-backed mission. Kenya's President William Ruto flagged off the first 400 group of police officers to Haiti. He expressed confidence that the Kenyan contingent, together with others from contributing countries, will tackle rampant gang violence and help restore order in the Caribbean nation. And finally, Ukraine and the EU have started negotiating the terms of the country's accession to the bloc. President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the talks as a dream come true more than 2 years into the war with Russia. However, even if all EU member states agree to the accession, the process could take several years. And that's the latest. I'm Eunice Wanjiro.